Hey, how's it going? It's Bill Gardner from the Deep End Games, and you are listening to the Night Nerd.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Monday, so we're going to talk some video games. First off, I want to give a big thank you. I mentioned in the last show, but big thank you to everybody that came out to LubbockCon, came to our panel, had fun. I had fun. It was a good time and hectic. I wish I was still asleep right now, but, you know, duty calls. This week, though, so we're done with LubbockCon. It was great. Like I said, had a lot of fun. This week, we're moving on. So coming up on Wednesday, not only is it mine and my wife's 3-year anniversary, it's also Linus Pauling Day. And for those of you like me who didn't know who Linus Pauling was, he was a scientist that won Nobel Prizes in chemistry. We'll really dive into it on Thursday, but his big thing was vaccines and you know, the research that went into that to help cure a lot of stuff. And Linus Pauling Day is celebrated in Oregon. So, as such, I thought it'd be fun to look at the best, like, diseases in pop culture. And today's no different. We're going to look at the top 5 diseases in video games. Number 5 is going to be Resident Evil, the T-virus. And that is the virus that turned everybody into zombies. And spawned a multi-billion dollar franchise between 30 games and a dozen movies and everything like that. You know, this virus, the T-Virus and the Umbrella Corp are some of the most recognized terms and logos and things in video games. You know, everybody knows Resident Evil. They've been around for 22 years now, so that's pretty impressive, you know, for a horror genre to stick around that long. It's some of the games are way better than others, but, you know, it is what it is. Then on number 4 is going to be Sunset Overdrive, another zombie-ish type thing. This was because of this company, Fizco, released this Red Bull-esque drink called Overcharge Delirium XT. And it just made everybody in these crazy mutated monsters. You know, they're not zombies like Resident Evil. These guys are straight up monsters, and they have, like, some of them have powers. They can fling stuff at you. They can fly. Some size of buildings, there's water ones, all sorts of things. This Sunset Overdrive is one of my all-time favorite games. I wish they would announce a sequel. It would make me so happy. But part of the fun is all these mindless monsters that are coming after you the whole game, and figuring out different ways to fight them, because as you level up and as you gain new weapons and experiences and everything, you know, this gun may work better on this type, but this gun may work better on this type, so you have to level that gun up. And it was just fun and funny and a really phenomenal game that I feel a lot of people probably missed out on because they thought it looked too goofy or campy. And I mean, it is goofy, but in a good way. It, like I said, it is one of my all-time favorite games. I would put it up there with Assassin's Creed and stuff. So if you haven't played it, go check it out. It's Xbox One exclusive, so you should probably have one of those by now if you're listening to the show. Number 3 is going to be Dark Sector. This was a game that came out on 360 and PlayStation 3 back about 10 years ago. 2008, and you play as Hayden Tenno, and you get this technocyte virus, which makes your arm look a little bit like Cable from X-Men. But at the end, you can grow this glaive, like this three-pronged, kind of looks like Xena's thing that, you know, she had. And you can throw it at people, aim it at people, home in on people. And just a really cool concept, you know, that you're embracing this. And the virus itself, the Technocyte virus, infects a whole lot of people, and most of them don't turn out quite as well as you do. And that's where some of your big bads in the game, like your bosses, have varying powers and stuff from them as well. Some of them like horribly mutated, other ones kind of on the low key like you. But again, Dark Scepter, I think, is an incredibly underrated game. It was just a lot of fun. If you like, you know, kind of Gears of War, Resident Evil style run and gun type stuff, it was great. But they never, I don't know. There's talks of a sequel, but it never really came to fruition. And it's sad. But the Technocyte virus is really cool. Like I said, it gives you some really cool powers and everything. And yeah, it's great. Moving on, number two is going to be Tom Clancy's The Division. What I like about this is, out of all the ones on here, this one is probably the most real, like, possible scenario to happen and to come out. And it is it's a huge game. If you didn't play it, it was on Xbox and PlayStation a couple of years ago. But what happens is this organization creates a smallpox pandemic by putting the virus on money, you know, dollar bills, $5 bills, $10, all those, on Black Friday, which is like the busiest shopping day. So in New York City, this thing just spreads like wildfire. And so you're having to go out there and help quarantine things and retrieve things and get people to safety, figure out, you know, where infection areas are. And it just goes on and on. It's like I said, the concept is what puts it so high on this list, because it's, and apparently I'm not the only one that thinks so, because they announced that they're making a movie based on it that's going to have Jake Gyllenhaal and Jessica Chastain in it. So it should be pretty interesting. I mean, I'll go see it. You know, usually video game movies are meh, but the guy directing it also directed Syriana and Gold, so that'll be exciting. I can't wait to see it. Finally, our number one, the number one best infection in video games, for its first appearance. After that, it kind of got played out, but the first appearance has got to be the Flood in Halo Combat Evolved. That moment on that level, Guilty Sparks, where you're going down and trying to figure out what happened, and you see all these dead bodies, and you're putting the pieces together, and then you hear the scratching, and then boom, all those little Flood come in and start attacking you, and it's just awesome. You know, they show up. The other times they show up, you know, sometimes it makes sense. Sometimes it seems like they're just there for fun. But I hate the Flood. They're so annoying. As somebody who is working and almost has a completion on the Master Chief Collection, I can tell you how annoying the Flood are. But, you know, it is part of Halo. It's part of video game mythos. And it is insane. I mean, the whole premise of Halo is these rings were created to wipe out the Flood, and it didn't quite work. But they are relentless and just, I don't want to say unstoppable, but they can definitely overwhelm you if you're not careful. And they do make for some of the best moments, especially playing couch co-op with my buddies. We'll just start shouting words and things, and it's not pretty. So the Flood, our number one like infection disease in video games. Let us know what are some of your favorites. I know there's a billion zombie games out there, so if you thought one of those should make the list, let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on Facebook, or really anywhere out there. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. That'll get you all the shows, not just this show, but Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, our weekly pop culture podcast. Tuesday and Thursday's DC Animated Adventures, where you can learn all about the Bruce Timm verse and watch all the episodes with us. It's a lot of fun. But if you want to talk to me, you know, directly and not on social media, you can email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. And if you like what you hear, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thenightnerd. You get exclusive shows every month. You get behind the scenes, access to special groups on Facebook where you can help us plan shows and talk about stuff, and really just a whole lot of fun. So I hope to see you all there. But that's going to be it for today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you tomorrow. I've got the TV blue. When it rained down sorrow, it rained all over me.